Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from thousands of successful individuals from around the world. I'm your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted to welcome a tech guru who's pursuing his passion and become a top photographer from the US, Mr. Raj Bandyopadhyay. Raj, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. It's absolutely my pleasure to be here.
Thank you. Raj is the owner and photographer of Series A Photography. He was earlier a data scientist and a software engineer. He's a BTech in computer science from IIT Bombay and a PhD from Rice University. Wow, what an amazing journey. So before we get into anything else, Raj, talk to us about your amazing journey from a computer science graduate to the world of photography.
Oh, what can I say? As you said, you know, I grew up in Mumbai, which was Bombay then. From a young age, I was quote unquote a smart kid. Mm-hmm. So my parents were like, "Yeh toh IIT jayega. This is something like that. Either become go to IIT or become a doctor." And I did very well at school and college and everything, and ended up, you know, going to IIT. And then doing computer science there. It was 1996. Computer science was just really catching on then as a career, because everyone was talking about Y2K and all of that. Mm-hmm. It wasn't as big of an industry in India still, but it was catching on. So did computer science, went to the US to do my PhD in computer science, worked in a few startups and as a software engineer. And then when around 2012, 2013, when machine learning really started catching on, mm-hmm. I got really interested in that and switched to data science. I was chief data scientist at a couple of startups, did some data, worked at a data science ed tech startup for a bit, running and data science courses, creating and teaching data science courses. Mm-hmm. But in my mid 30s, had, you know, what some people call a bit of a midlife crisis, mm-hmm. But a reevaluation, decided I wanted to do that wasn't, you know, fulfilling for me in the long term, and wanted to do something different.
Mm. Amazing. And were you always interested in photography?
Surprisingly, no. I'm not one of those people who are like, I picked up a camera at the age of two or something like that. It was a hobby that happened in my early 30s. Mm-hmm. But I was good at it from the beginning and got better with practice, mostly with friends and things like that and such. But as I was feeling that discontent with my career, I started also noticing how much joy photography brought me. Mm-hmm. And as I started putting more energy into it, I got better at it.
Wonderful. And, you know, when I was reading about you, you also say that you were inspired by your partner's female to male gender transition.
Yeah.
Help me understand this.
Yeah. So, you know, LGBT rights and stuff are probably, you know, it's been talked about a lot.
Yeah.
And I ended up having a very personal experience of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm married to somebody I met at, you know, in when I was in grad school in Houston, Texas. Mm-hmm. And this person grew up in the US. Mm-hmm. And when in 2017, so we'd been married for, you know, together for about 8 to 9 years, my partner came out as transgender. Mm-hmm. So when we got married, we looked like a typical heterosexual couple, man and woman. Mm-hmm. But then my partner came out and said, like, I'm actually a man, and mm-hmm. started the process of gender transition, which means hormones and, mm-hmm. you know, surgery and stuff. Mm-hmm. And that was obviously a big thing for us, right? It's a huge thing to navigate for anybody.
Yeah.
But what I started noticing in even after the first few months of him starting the transition process, which, and we're still married, and, you know, he identifies as a man and he goes by he pronouns, is that how much things started getting and going in the positive direction for him. Like, you know, there was the, you know, career wise, life wise, mental health wise. And that was because he felt finally like he was in his true identity.
Mm-hmm.
Which was a huge kind of thing for me, because as I was noticing my own discontent with my career and all of that and not feeling true to myself, it made me ask, like, what is the change I need to make to feel true to myself?
Fantastic.
Right. And to me, this career change was this passion of photography felt made me, I realized that that was what felt true to me. And it was an inspiring, you know, I was inspired to pursue that as a change.
Amazing. Thank you for sharing this.
Yeah.
So, Raj, let's talk about Series A photography.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me a little bit about Series A photography. And you say you call your sessions an identity lab.
Yeah.
Tell me a little more.
Yeah. So, well, I called it Series A photography originally because when I started out photography, I was still a computer science. I was a data scientist working in startups. Mm-hmm. And my first kind of clientele were other startups who needed headshots and branding photos and ad campaign photos and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized, you know, as a marketing thing or a branding thing was that startups often invest in branding, marketing, and things like that right before or right after they've raised their Series A funding round.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I'm going to call this Series A photography as a startup thing. And the name has just stuck. I haven't bothered to change it. But today, my focus is more on personal branding photography. What that means is I work typically with entrepreneurs, mostly solo entrepreneurs, speakers, authors, coaches. And my goal is to help these people really understand them and help them build a genuine connection with their audience through my work.
Amazing.
Now, what I think of as a photo session, I mean, a lot of us are used to thinking of photo sessions or photo shoots as like, you know, you go in front of a camera and you do some photos with a smile and then you, you know, get some pictures and change some outfits, walk away. But I genuinely think that a photo shoot is an opportunity to experiment with aspects of your identity in a safe space. So a common thing example I get is especially when I work with women, and most of my clients tend to be women, and women in their 40s, 50s, and 60s, many of them have had a successful corporate career. And now they are at a point where they're like, I want to do something more or different. And they'll say like, oh, look, I'm in this executive position. I'm a VP, I'm a director, and I've worked in corporate for like 20, 30 years. And I've always worn these gray suits. And, you know, I've never like, you know, especially if they come from India or you know, the Caribbean or other cultures.
Yeah.
And, but my culture is very colorful. You know, I feel like I want to wear more color, but I don't know if that's going to look or feel professional to me. And what I say is, you know what? Bring your gray suit to the photo shoots, bring what you wear, but bring a couple of outfits that you dream of wearing, that you think you might want to try. Bring those jewelry that you think, and let's play with that.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's take some photos in that and see what you feel like, because this is a safe space. If you feel good about it, then go for it. If you don't, nobody needs to see it, right? And so it becomes a space to test out things that you may want to put out in the world about yourself. And that's why I call it an identity lab.
Amazing, amazing. You also talk about, and we're going to come, we've got like, lots of questions on personal branding for you.
Yeah.
But you also talk about you're developing a mood board for your clients. Tell me a little bit about the mood board. Is this something like what used to happen in advertising where they put together a whole series of photographs?
Yes, it's very similar. It's, you know, it's similar to what people might call a vision board or an inspiration board, but I have a particular way of doing it with my clients. But it's overall, it's a similar tool where you collect a set of images in one place. And there are two purposes to that. The first purpose is expression. So as a photographer, I need to know what your expression of your values is. So for example, if you tell me, Raj, I want to look confident in my photos. Okay. Like everyone wants to look confident, right?
Yeah.
Nobody knows. Yeah. But I have an image in my mind of what confidence looks like, but that may not be your image. For one client, confidence may look like being in a boardroom wearing a fancy suit. For another person in a different, you know, profession or area, confidence might look like walking on the beach in a flowy dress. Right. So the way we express our values can be very different for different people through colors, outfits, backgrounds, settings, all of that. And I want to know what is it that your expression is. Right. So that mood board is a visual tool to help us get to that. So that's number one, expression. The second purpose is discovery. So sometimes the mood board is a way for you to discover new things about yourself in a very intuitive visual way. Because we're often in branding, we're often told to do these exercises. Think about your target client, write down something. Think about your values, write down something. It's very intellectual. So the mood board gives you a visual or an intuitive way to discover. So my favorite example of that is I had a client who created her mood board, and we looked at the mood board, and over 50% of her photos involved a window of some kind. And I was like, what is it with windows? Why do you have so many windows in your features? And she was like, you know what? I didn't even notice it until you pointed it out. But now that I think about it, I think for me, a big value is the idea of having and creating opportunity. And I think window for me represents opportunity. That was something she learned that was very fundamental about herself, her values. And guess what we did in her photo shoot? Lots of windows, right?
Yeah.
So it gives you an opportunity to also a different way to discover things about yourself.
How interesting. And, you know, I love the fact that, you know, using photographs for personal branding. I mean, I've been a great believer in personal branding. In fact, the title of my show, The Brand Called You, actually comes from my book on personal branding.
Wow.
So tell me now, Raj, why is a photograph important for a personal brand?
People ask this question a lot nowadays, right? Because it's the, you know, it's the world of TikTok and video and so many other media, podcasts and audio and all that. So why do I even need photos? So here's the number one reason. A photograph is still the fastest way to convey a message to the human brain. So think about it this way. Like, you know, when you create a 1 minute video or even a 30 second video, you're basically asking me to give you 30 seconds of your attention. Right. And then you can create a video on your phone nowadays and put it on TikTok, but you still need to think about crafting the video, having a hook, having something interesting in the beginning to keep my attention for 30 seconds. If you write copy, you're still asking my attention to read copy for, which might take seconds or minutes. But no matter how complicated a photo is, the human brain takes a few milliseconds to process a photo. And a photo, so for the photo, you know, it first of all, it captures your attention and it passes a message very quickly to your brain. So it's still the most effective way to get somebody's attention. And today we all know that attention is the biggest currency.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Right? So that's the power of having a photograph.
Well said. You also ask a question, which is, what's the story you wanted to tell? And I'm going to ask you what this means, because a lot of people don't know what story they want to tell.
Right, right. So the reason I want to know this is that a single photo, if you're an entrepreneur, a single photo can, or even a, in a person, you know, in a regular job, a single photo is not going to do a lot for you. I mean, you need a good photo for your LinkedIn profile, but it doesn't need to be the perfect headshot or anything. It's not going to make or break your career. The power of photos in branding happens when you have a set of photos that you show at different points. You put out on social media, put out on Instagram, you have different places in your website, blog, and so on, that show different aspects of who you are as a person, as a human, as a professional. So how do you find those different aspects of yourself, right? The story is a powerful tool to come up with those different aspects and emotional contrast in your branding. So here are some stories that my clients often connect with. Sometimes it could be a personal journey. It could be like, I used to be in the corporate world. I got burned out. I went through some kind of transformation. And today I am a business coach. So that's a simple story that some of my clients actually have. So what is the emotional journey of that story? What did you feel like at those different moments? What are the significant objects or things that represented your that transformation? So we can incorporate all of that in the photo shoot, that entire emotional journey. The second kind, so that's a personal journey. The second kind of story can be a client's story. So that I use that a lot with coaches. So because if you're a coach, you want to convey what you're doing for your client, right? That's the most powerful thing that your audience wants to see. So I might say, okay, think about your ideal client and talk to me about that client's journey. What is that client feeling when they come to you first? What did they go through? What do you do with them? And then what if, when they leave, you know, finish working with you, what is the result? Let's convey that journey, Right. Sometimes it's a day in the life. That's very good for people who are in positions of power who want to humanize themselves. I worked with a VC once, and she's an angel investor in a VC. And she was like, startup founders are afraid to come talk to me because they think I'm this big, powerful, VC person. So I want to just show them that I'm a normal person. Like, I get up and drink coffee in the morning. I read a book. I go for a walk. I do, do this, do that. And this is what my day is like. And I just want to show them that I'm normal, a normal human being. They, approachable. So that became like a theme for her session, a day in the life. Sometimes somebody might want to convey it like the emotional journey of a specific project they've worked on. And then if you are a speaker or an author, your book or speech often has a story in it
Correct.
that you can pick and say. So whatever story you pick, or you can sometimes pick even a combination of them, the goal is to create this range of photos that convey a wide range sense of who you are.
Very interesting, very interesting. My next question to you, Raj, is that what is the process you follow in supporting the personal brand, in addition to the photographs, of course?
So we do the mood board and then we do a planning session, my client and I, where we talk about the mood board, we talk about the story, outfits, props, and everything else that happens in the session. And everything is in the service of the story. So what I'm trying to do in a personal branding session is, even though I am an artist and I'm a photographer, I need to take my ego out of that. This shoot is not about me. It's not about my, vision as an artist. It's about my client and the story that they want to tell. So everything centers around that. So if they ask me, like, what kind of outfits and clothes I need to bring, it's like, what kind of outfits or clothes will help you tell that story? What kind of props will help you tell that story? What kind of location do we need to pick that'll support that story? Everything is around their story. So first of all. The second thing is, during the session, there is a lot I need to do before and during to create trust and safety. Why is that important? That's important because being in front of the camera is a very vulnerable and awkward experience for 99.9% of humans. Right? Nobody likes it. I mean, other than maybe if you're a professional model or something like that, right? And for most people, it's a very complicated experience. So the more you can create trust, the more you can help them get into their body and forget about the camera, the more their true essence will come out to play. And that's a situation we want to create. So I use a lot of techniques from psychology and other fields, along with and coaching, to support my clients in to get to that headspace.
Interesting. And in at the early, when we started talking, you said a lot of your clients are women. What happens to men? You think that they don't want to do it, or they believe they don't need to take photographs, or it's just your own client profile?
I think it's my own client profile. So I've done a few shoots with men, mostly. I've done a couple of shoots with men. This is funny enough. They are personal branding sessions, but they are mostly men in their 40s and 50s who are divorced and are using want photos for their dating profile. So that's something I've done a few, and that's, I just can't share those because of privacy reasons. And then I'm doing a shoot with a male client, like, in the next few weeks too. But I think that there is a perception that I don't know what it is exactly. It's a little bit complicated. I
That's
think
fine.
we talk a lot about, women and insecurity, and body image and stuff in our society. There's not a lot of conversation about men, but I think men have the same feelings, and they're
Absolutely.
not just not as well addressed.
I agree. So let me now come back to photography. Every industry is going through serious changes because of technology and the other things that are happening between artificial intelligence and machine learning. And I mean, who am I talking to? I mean, a data scientist. How is technology changing the world of photography?
Oh my God, it is changing it a lot. I mean, if you've heard of AI stuff like Midjourney and DALL-E and all of that, nowadays you can create photography through prompts, right? And they're pretty realistic. And soon enough, you'll be able to give a, you know, submit a headshot of yourself to an AI and say, give me a photo of myself in front of, you know, the Taj Mahal, and it'll create a real, it'll probably happen very soon. So yes, I mean, definitely that's something that I think about a lot. And so my approach, or my, the way I'm approaching that as a professional photographer, I mean, I know that there may be an opportunity for me to incorporate AI in my work, but also I'm now looking at what is it that that I actually do? What is it? What is the deeper thing that I'm actually interested in, and that my clients get from me? And it is that deeper human experience of feeling seen and heard and understood. And if I, you know, if somebody creates a photo of themselves from an AI, and they can use it in their branding, and it'll probably work very well, but they're going to miss out on that deeper experience of having their story uncovered, being feeling seen, being feeling heard, that deep human experience. And that is what I'm going to drill down on. I think in the world of AI and everything going into, you know, automatic mode, we need to, as they say, switch to manual sometimes.
Absolutely. And who knows, you may be shooting photographs of our avatars now, and making them look very nice, because that's going in, we're all going into the metaverse.
Yeah, but also think about it this way, right? Like, we, even in the world where things are automated, for example, you know, you can buy a very wonderfully functional dinner table at IKEA anywhere in the world where IKEA exists, but we still value sometimes, you know, a handcrafted dinner table by a craftsman.
Absolutely not.
And so there is
Oh,
value to the
no,
human
absolutely. I
touch.
agree completely, completely agree. And my last question to you, Raj, and this is for the many, many people who will listen to our conversation. Based on your own amazing journey, and from technology, computer sciences, photography, now into personal branding using your photographs, what would you say are three lessons you would want our viewers and listeners to take away from the world of photography and your learnings of personal branding?
So the first thing, you cannot hide in your personal brand. What that means is that if you're creating a personal brand, which is now something that almost everyone is doing, whether you like it or not,
I know.
you need to put yourself out there. You can't hide your story or your personality, because that's what makes you unique. A lot of people, when they start out in business or branding, they're like, oh, I'm going to focus on my product or service, not on me. But you, especially in a personal brand, is what makes that brand. Your unique story and personality. So you cannot hide in your brand. That's lesson number one. The lesson number two is, personal brand is not about being perfect. It's about building connection with your audience. A lot of us think that if we want to put ourselves out there, we have to look perfect, we have to sound perfect, we have to write perfectly. It's not about being perfect, so let go of perfectionism.
Correct.
And the third thing is my favorite photography posing tip, which is breathe. When there is a camera in front of your face, we often stop breathing, and that often gives us that posed, awkward look because our face looks stiff, our shoulders become stiff. Breathe. That's all you need to do, and that'll make your photos much better.
Amazing. And on that note, Raj, and your three amazing lessons, you cannot hide in your personal brand. You've got to go out and put yourself out there. Personal brand is about building connections, and it's not about perfection. And the third one, I love this. Whenever you are sitting at or posing for a photograph, breathe. I think that's such a powerful statement. Thank you, Raj, for speaking to me about your own journey from this absolutely brilliant young boy, if I can use it, going to IIT and then PhD, doing data science, doing so well, and then deciding to choose your passion of moving to photography. Thank you for talking to me about the work you're doing with so many different people in your own unique way of your mood brand or identity lab, etc. Thank you also for talking to me about personal branding and how photographs are so important and so critical to be a part of our personal brand. And finally, I love the examples you gave me or the stories you shared with me of all the various experiences as you were shooting with different clients. Thank you again for speaking to me, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much, Ashutosh, for the opportunity. It was my pleasure.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website, www.tbcy.in, to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.